Action item number 20, report and possible discussion on Allen's Creek Reservoir update. John Hoffman.
Directors, this is another report. It's not an action item. It's an update on where we are with the Allen's Creek Reservoir project. There's a really good history of this in your backup, in your board book, so I'll try not to be redundant to the information that's in there, but we're going to go by and touch some of the high points. Let's go ahead and go to the next slide, Jennifer. This is a high-level kind of map of where the reservoir site is. This project started out life as a site for a nuke facility for Houston Lighting and Power back in the 70s. As you can see, it was a great site for that. It's in very good proximity to the city of Houston. But for whatever reason, that project never materialized, and eventually the water right for the lake was allowed to lapse. The water right was revitalized by the legislature of the state of Texas, and over a period of some years, the Brazos River Authority became involved with that water right along with the city of Houston. The reservoir site itself is just under 10,000 acres here in this part of Austin County. The project will be approximately 100,000 acre feet of firm yield, split 70-30 between the city of Houston and the Brazos River Authority, with the Brazos River Authority being the minority partner of the project. Let's go to the next slide, please. Now, this slide is going to show you where the project is relative to the local communities. This is the city of Wallace, the one that is most impacted by the proposed reservoir site. Simonton is another area over here. You'll get to hear at some point about this big horseshoe in the Brazos River right there, and they're concerned about erosion. And then we have Sealy, Texas, up here right off the interstate and San Felipe. The main thing I want you to understand is that this reservoir site is going to have several different communities that will come into play on this. The reservoir was permitted by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality in roughly the 2002 time frame, and since that time we went to the Texas Water Development Board for state participation funding, and the board owns 50% of the project through state participation funding.
Can I ask you a question? I see that on the other side of the river basin line it says Brazos Colorado Coastal Basin.
Yes.
That red line that runs right through the part of Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is a coastal basin for does that affect anything on interbasin transfers or?
Well, yeah. As far as the 11085 exemption language, that's what that's talking about right there, and it's really where it planes out so much and it's so flat.
Two basins become one.
They start to run together.
Okay.
They start to run together.
So that's our basin and their basin in terms of interbasin transfer, basically?
According to the statutory language, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think there's a little bit more of a delineation of the hydrologic boundaries between the two down there, but that's right. The way the guys that do the cartography have broken the basin boundaries out.
Got to draw the line somewhere. Gotcha.
Yep. Now, right now, your backup does a really good job of going in and articulating the different places where there's a start date that's placed in there, and it goes all the way back to the legislation that revitalized the reservoir project. They put a 2018 start date in there, and that was replicated in the water right permit that we got from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and it was also placed into the loan language with the Texas Water Development Board. So everybody was saying, hey guys, we're going to help you out with this project, but we want to see you moving towards construction sooner rather than later. Let's put a deadline in there. And if for some reason something comes up, you need to come back and see us and tell us why you don't do 2018 as a start date on the construction. Now, I want to transition into thinking about what that to-do list to meet that 2018 deadline looks like. Let's go to the next slide, please. Starting with the 404 permit, which really is the biggest hurdle that we have left to cover, we've got 2 to 4 years estimated worth of work on this project, and that's assuming a good case scenario. We've got archaeological investigations that are obviously going to be a part of anything you do with the Corps of Engineers. Wetlands, ditto. You're going to be doing wetlands delineation and mitigation projects. Always, anytime you've got a federal nexus, you've got the Section 7 consultation process coming in and doing endangered species. You will have state and federal endangered and threatened species that you will have to contend with. There's a habitat review function that's in there as well. And once you clear all those hurdles and you know what's going to be safe for you to go into in the ways of areas and what you're going to have to exclude, the engineers can design the actual facility itself. They're estimating 2 years to build the facility. And then they're estimating another 2 years to fill it. Now, obviously, you're going to have to take that estimate on filling with a grain of salt because you don't know exactly what the project is going to look like yet because you haven't done any of this stuff up here. So when you add all that up, that is somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 years worth of work, and we're in 2008 right now. So we got a lot of work to do. And the problem is we are not going to be the driver of this project because we're the 30% partner, pure and simple. Now, the issue is also that under the current thinking and the state water plan and the regional water plan, this water is not showing to be needed until somewhere around the 2030 time frame. Sometime after the 2018 deadline that we're talking about here. We know, though, that there's going to be needs that will come into play prior to that time based on what we're seeing right now in Fort Bend County in relation to the subsidence district and its regulations, because it's forcing people off of local groundwater and onto Brazos surface water, because that's really the only place they can go to get it other than the city of Houston. We think, based on some conversations that we've had with the Brazoria County folks, that it's not unreasonable to think that sometime in the next 5 to 10 years that Brazoria County might be facing something similar in the way of subsidence-driven concerns down there. Also, there is a new awareness on the part of the Brazoria County entities that their future will rely heavily on Brazos River surface water. And to date, most of those municipalities don't have any Brazos River surface water in their water supply inventory anywhere. All of them are totally relying upon the Gulf Coast Aquifer. So they're getting more interested in surface water from the Brazos, and as of right now, we really don't have any surface water that we can sell them of any quantity. And depending upon what happens with our system operations permit, we may have a whole bunch of water to be able to sell them, or we may not have that much water at all. It depends on totally on what happens there. So we've got several different things that are kind of outside of our control that could really trigger some additional demand in that lower part of our watershed. So what we propose to do is to go ahead and approach the city of Houston to initiate some very serious discussions about that 2018 time frame. Matt can get up and tell you in short order that going to the legislature at this stage of the game and asking them to fudge that 2018 start date is not a good proposition. You can bet that there will be some severe limitations placed in that legislation on that permit and on our ability to use the water out of that permit because of some of the things that are playing around out there, such as the state's environmental flow issues. There's a lot of political things out there in play that weren't out there in play when we did this back in the late 90s. Yes, sir.
Just one question on that water that's allocated to the city of Houston. You probably can't answer this, but how much does that are they willing to sell or planning to sell to other communities?
Well, under what's in the Region H plan, all of the water that was in this project associated with the city of Houston is staying in Fort Bend and Brazoria counties. They're not taking any of that water back to Harris County. So all taking, along,
so
they
it all go into the. So it's a greater metropolitan area.
It's really a question of who's brokering that water in Fort Bend and Brazoria counties. One of the things that we will do when we talk to Houston is find out to them. We've heard that there's a lot of financial issues at play in Houston right now, and it may be that starting a reservoir project like this is not in their plan, that they're thinking to delay this thing, and it may be a good opportunity for us to approach them about having a controlling interest in this project so that we can drive this project.
Because right now they have no financial incentive to move forward at all.
None.
Okay.
We will need this water for our customers before they will. Under any scenario that you can come up with.
And so how would we become the majority?
We'd have to purchase it from them.
Now then, we've had some preliminary, and first of all, they've just changed administrations over there with the people who talk, and in the past, they've been reluctant. They didn't believe, we felt that they didn't believe in our systems operations, and so it was kind of at a stalemate. Plus, they were also reluctant to go to their council about anything. They didn't want to get beat up, and so the result of that was it kind of went to be it was a stalemate. That has since changed. We've been told that the administration from the mayor on down is now interested in the negotiating and to working deals that can make that could make it feasible. But like in all cases, it only takes money.
Back in the day when the Brazos River Authority was approached to do this, it was only the Brazos River Authority. And for whatever reason at that time, BRA wasn't in a posture of developing water resources the way that we are now. I think if we had this opportunity to get total access to the Allen's Creek Reservoir site, I mean, the only permitted reservoir site in the state of Texas where you've already got the whole project's land boundaries defined, and it's a very valuable site.
Back 8 years ago, Harris County was under the gun to get out of the groundwater business, and they were convinced that the Trinity could not provide them with the water they were going to need in the future. Part of, I think, where this came from was Senator Lindsey, because he was convinced the BRA could provide Harris County with water where the Trinity couldn't. And did that develop in as part of his plan on that?
I think it was more of a Buster Brown thing.
Well, I know.
I mean, it was
yes. Both up together.
Yeah, there were conversations going on there, but this was a passion of Senator Brown's. Okay. The Allen's Creek.
That's how Houston got into it, was through him.
He basically said, folks, y'all are going to sit down and y'all are going to figure out how to work this, because we don't have reservoir sites, you know, around in the state of Texas with no sponsor.
Yeah, so that, you're right. They may be interested in negotiating that.
Yeah. And since that time, Director, they worked a reuse project that is on a massive scale that has done a lot towards taking care of the math.
Yeah, they solved part of the Trinity problem, right, too. So, okay.
Right. And go ahead and the last slide. That's really the end of it. It's more of a report. Phil and I will be going down there and meeting with the guys from Houston and getting some FaceTime with them and coming back, and we'll let you know what we find out. Obviously, when you're talking about a project, I didn't mention this, but it's in your backup. Back in 2002 dollars, it was a $200 million project. So it's a considerably large project as far as eating all of that as a cost of our system. But it is cheap considering some of the new water that we will have to look at for taking care of our needs out of the 50-year planning horizon.
John, what's kind of your prognosis on it? When, you know, if you're hesitant about going back to the legislature, which I understand,
right?
What would be your prognosis on maybe trying to get this thing further along in terms of the permitting?
I think that when we have a very frank discussion about the real political implications of going in and trying to get this timeline pushed out, it's a danged if you do and danged if you don't proposition for Houston. They don't want to have to spend the money if they don't need to, particularly if it's spending money now. But at the same time, how do they say they can't? Politically, how do they say that they can? It's kind of along the lines of, you know, I'm a little concerned about approaching them about giving up a controlling interest in this thing, because on the one hand, while they don't need the water, how can Houston say they've given up a controlling interest in the, even if it's 75, 80 years out as far as their needs are concerned?
Oh, yeah. It's going to make the East Texas boys look at junior water rights. It's going to make them even more jealous of what they've got if Houston walks away from this. Do we have any problems? Can the city of Houston deal with us straight up, or do they have any subsidence district sign-offs or regional water authority sign-offs to get?
Well, there's that CEWA. See what the thing that they created, and its role is kind of...
It's gotten diminished.
So the subsidence answer, district has gotten diminished?
No, the thing that they created to basically deal with the water interest where they wouldn't have to go to the county.
That water authority that they created?
Yeah, that was right after the regional water district, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, at this stage of the game, I don't think there's any CCC review. Okay. I think the CCC review got done with the water ride permit.
Okay.
There may be a second bite at the apple for them when we go through the 401 certification process in 404. Because, you know, the state gets a look at whatever the feds do, and they may get a CCC review in that.
Sure.
How much are you thinking?
Are you working on anything to do with that saltwater barrier?
Yes, ma'am.
Filling the reservoir sooner than 2030?
Not associated with this project, but we're pursuing that on a parallel track. At this stage of the game, we're pushing that because we know it's going to take years to get the federal dollars.
Yeah.
We're pushing that now.
Okay.
How much do you think it would cost to purchase a controlling interest?
Well, Jim, what do we think they have in it?
They've got
14 million?
$17.5 million.
They've got $17.5 million. They're two-thirds of what has been spent so far. roughly, is $17.5 million. So if we just made them whole and didn't pay them anything for their future time and trouble, it'd be about $17 million. Sounds expensive, but when you're talking about 100,000 acre feet of
farm,
that's the cheapest
that.
Water you're going
to
come across.
I was going to say, I would be shocked if they agreed to that.
Right. Yeah, that's our negotiating position.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good luck.
Exactly. Mr. Chairman, if there's not any
more
other questions.
All right. Thank you, John. All right.